So we have an article today that states that half of pastors worry they'll offend someone if they preach on controversial topics. You know, what this ought to tell you is that there are at least half of the pastors in America that are admitting that they are not preaching the Bible, that they are not preaching the things of God. This new polling has revealed that half of American pastors are too concerned they might offend someone to speak out on hot-button social and moral issues. But could that problem have a simple fix? Yeah, it's called, you're called of God to preach the Word of God, so do it, man. It isn't that difficult. The Bible says, preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering of doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrines, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. The Bible says they're going to turn away themselves from the truth and they'll be turned into fables. You know, we have a duty before God as men of God that are called to preach the Word. We're told to preach the whole counsel of God, all of it. This quote says, the pressures for leaders, and especially faith leaders, to satisfy everyone on all sides and to avoid offense is very real today, especially in the digital era, said Roxanna Stone, editor-in-chief of Barna. The public nature of social media only increases the stakes. Listen, if you're trying to build a fan base, then yeah, you're going to be worried. I watch YouTube videos all the time, and I see these people worried about offending their fan base. And I make sure people understand on my posts on YouTube and everything else that, you know, I'm not going to hold anything back or change who I am so I build up a fan base. I'm a preacher. I'm called to preach the gospel. I'm called to preach the whole counsel of God. I'm called to preach the Word of God. I'm not called to make friends and influence people. I'm not called to make you happy. I'm not called to preach what makes you comfortable. And when I put things online, that's exactly, I'm putting things online that a lot of times are controversial because a lot of times people aren't talking about those from the pulpit. They're not talking about that any longer. I do talk about controversial things from our pulpit. The LGBTQ issues, the transgender issues, the, you know, homosexuality, you know, what else? Witchcraft, Hollywood, all the topics of things that people don't want to touch, touching the entertainment of people, the sports idolatry, and this bread and circuses that goes on. I touch those things and hit those things, not because I'm some brave guy, but because I've been called to do that. That's what God's called us to do, and it's always going to be hated. You know, you have to be careful with this because, you know, years back when I put things online, there is this, like, you're concerned, like, maybe you're going to offend somebody, you know, maybe something's going to happen. That does cross any man of God's mind, I think, forever in whatever he does, but God will teach you through chastening you. If you do not preach those things, if you do hold back anything from them, if you're skittish about it, God's going to deal with you. And it can happen because we're human beings. So I'm not saying that it can't, but you have to preach what God has told you to preach. You can hold nothing back. It says here, most of the pastors polled, 64%, said they feel limited by their own church members in their capacity to speak out on social and moral topics. By contrast, 69% feel pressured to address those same issues from the pulpit. Can I tell you something? The reason they feel that way is because their churches are full of lost people. Their churches are full of people that they have allowed the goats to come in that need entertained, and the most lascivious practices are going on in churches today. The most liberal living, loose living people that are naming the name of Christ but not departing from iniquity are there. And the longer that you do not preach on things like that, the longer they hold to that and the less strength you're going to have to stand up and preach boldly the Word of God. I'll give you an example. Years ago, back in 2011, I think it was, the Lord had burdened me. I had been studying. I got on this thing of Hollywood and I started looking into it and I was like, whoa. And after I started studying it and reading it and looking after it and studying things online and reading things online and watching videos online of things, I became extremely convicted. Then I found out the simplest and most sweetest things that I thought were good things and decent things were wicked as hell. And God just ripped that veil off of me. and off of my face. And it came to out from underneath my eyes there. And then God showed me, you know, this is wicked and I hate this. And during the course through that time, I preached Hollywood Satanic Roots. And then after that, I started to see in Ezekiel chapter 8, I started to see how God took Ezekiel deeper and deeper. He showed him out. Look outside, Ezekiel. Here's the image of jealousy. And then, Ezekiel, that's not all. Let me dig into the wall and let me show you what else is going on here, Ezekiel. And he showed them all the most abominable things that were going on inside of their homes and inside of their lives and inside of their consciences and their images of jealousy that they're putting up. And they were causing the Lord to be blasphemed, and they had all a idolatrous and wicked things on their walls and like television and all those other things. And they were doing it because nobody was preaching against it. So they would go to the temple and they would worship and they would make their sacrifices and they would put their offerings in and they would continue to do all those things. Yet their heart was far from God and they were holding on to these abominable practices. And the Lord showed me that that's just like what your people are going to do. That's what they're doing. You've got to preach against this. So I did. And our church saw revival. People got right with God. People burned, like in Acts 17, people burned their movies. They burned their things. They burned their abominable witchcraft, and which are the Disney movies. And then God began to show me about Disney and how wicked that was. And you know, I'll be honest with you, the testimony that I can give you is this, that nearly a million people had watched that Hollywood Satanic Roots video or Disney video, the mixture of all of them, nearly a million people or so had watched those. And I had volumes of people that wrote me, that sent me pictures of them breaking their movies up and throwing them in the garbage. Some sent pictures of burning their movies and burning their Hollywood garbage and abstaining from that. So not only did our church see that, not only did I have to get right with God first, but then the people here got right with God, and then those messages went online. I had no idea that anybody would really listen to those or anything like that at the time. And we put those online, and then it began to be where God used that, and then other people got right with God. So what is the answer? The answer is to preach the Bible and hold nothing back. But if pastors don't get right with God first, if they don't avoid all appearance of evil, if they don't repent of these things, if they don't get them out of their lives and preach for others to get them out of their lives, what happens is nobody gets right with God, and the church stays liberal. The church stays weak. The church stays worldly. And then they're lukewarm, and the Bible says God's going to spit them out of his mouth. So then my suggestion to you is this, as a pastor, the same that God gave me, is that you ought to preach the whole counsel of God. You ought to preach against every sin. You ought not leave any sin undone. You ought not leave any sin with a covering on it. You ought to rip the cover off all those sins and preach against them. You ought to preach against the sins of the times. People ought to be able to see the Bible taken to them and applied to their everyday life. That's how people depart from iniquity. That's how people get right with God, because preachers preach on it, the Holy Ghost convicts them, and they get right with God. But it all starts in the preacher's heart. It all starts with his heart towards God. It all starts with him being alone with God. You'll lose your boldness if you're not alone with God. You'll lose your sanctification and your holiness, and you will not be able to stand before men like Israel could not stand before their enemies because they trafficked in the accursed thing. And I will tell you that neither will God's men or God's people be able to stand up to these wicked, abominable acts if they do not preach against them, if they do not repent of them themselves first, and then have the strength to preach against them and show my people their sins. That's what God said. I can tell you from personal testimony, that's what God did here. That's what he did in my preaching. That's what he did in my life. And that's what he'll do in everybody's if they'll preach the word, if they'll honor the Lord first, if they'll give everything to him first, if preachers will repent of their own sin first, if they'll get it right and humbly admit to their congregation that, you know what, I've been watching movies I shouldn't have. I've looked at Hollywood flicks and all that other stuff. And I'm not even talking about pornography, which is half of it's almost pornography now anyway. I'm talking about just regular television, regular movies, regular wicked junk and garbage and slop. And then the worldly activities of booze, drinking, and everything else. Preaching against birth control and everything else. Those hot button issues. Yeah, they're hot button for a reason, because people are living in those in sin. And a preacher ought not be afraid to stand before his congregation and say, look, if you're doing any of these abominable practices, it's wicked in the sight of God's eyes. And let the sodomite lovers leave then. If they don't want to do right and they want to hold on to their family relationships and not rebuke those sodomites and those queers and those LGBTQ people, then you know what? You let them leave your church. You let them go. You let them get while the getting's good. And you trust the Lord to bring in people into the house of God. You trust the Lord to do his work, that he'll build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.